Okay. All right. So I just wanted to share something. So I am affirmations. So this is just a brief description of what that is. I am affirmations are not to be confused with I am. We are not declaring that we are God or anything like that. Instead, we're claiming the promises in the Word of God and simply claiming them what He's already called us. Now, I've got 31 affirmations right now. And these are meant to stir up the Holy Spirit within you. These are meant to stir up who you are in Jesus so that you understand who you serve, who you are in this battle. And I pray right now in Jesus' name that He lights you on fire for Jesus. You're listening to this podcast, I think you're already on fire for God, because we are the remnant. We are the remnant church, and the Lord is pouring out His Holy Spirit. I listened to a prophet the other night. His name is The Unknown Prophet on YouTube, and he had a message. He had a vision of, he was talking about the pandemic and how the pandemic, the Holy Spirit was flowing through the people. And he's like, it was like a calm stream. It was a beautiful calm stream, just kind of flowing through its capillaries. You know, it was just flowing. And then he saw a vision of like a rushing torrent. And I believe that is, I mean, he explained it, and he's basically said that, you know, this rushing torrent is the Holy Spirit, and it's being poured out right now. We're experiencing this right now. So whatever you're facing right now, God's given you the ability to defeat this giant that you're facing. And I'm with you in this fight. I'm coming in full agreement with you that whatever you're praying for, that the enemy will be put under your feet. Okay? So I'm going to go through these I am affirmations, and I'm going to type these out and put them in a PDF version for people to download on my Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Psalm Dispatch. You can just add me as a friend, or you can go to Psalm 91 Dispatch. That's just like a page you can follow. So you can do either or if you want to be directly, you know, messaging me or whatever, you can do that as well. Okay, so I am adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. And I have scriptures to back this up, but for the purpose of time, I'm just going to go through these and then I'll go through some of the scriptures after. So I am adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. I am I'm a child to the King of Kings. I am passionately loved. I am a new person in Christ. I am not weary of doing good. At the proper time, I will reap a harvest if I don't give up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am created in God's image and blessed to increase in number and hope. I am provided for by the Father. I am valuable, purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. I am chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. I am courageous because the Lord my God goes with me, and He will never leave me nor forsake me. I am a conqueror for the Lord your God, the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. I am bold like a lion and strong. I am forgiven of all transgressions. When I confess my sins, He is faithful to purify me. I am in Christ, therefore I am a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. I am fearless, for God gave me a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed me in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I have received grace and apostleship through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I am pure because of the hope I have in Him. I rejoice in the truth because I am full of love from Jesus. I am kind and full of His love. I am covered in God's armor, therefore I can stand against the wiles of the enemy. I am covered with His feathers under His wings. I am heard by God. I am competent and have the fullness in Christ, who is head over every power and authority. I am guided. He is my refuge and strength. I am healed by his stripes. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I am accepted in order to bring praise to God. The Lord has plans to prosper me and not harm, and plans for the future and hope. I have the perfect peace of God. That's a great way to end it. I want to go to one of these scriptures though at the beginning. So I got a ton of scriptures that go with this to back up everything that I'm saying. I think that's important. So Ephesians 1:5. I'm just going to be using the NIV version. Forgive me, I have a little bit of cold. I'm getting over it, but it's been pretty stubborn. I've been binding and caging and commanding demons to go. But sometimes it's just a cold. So, okay, Ephesians, where are you? There you are. Okay, Ephesians 1:5. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached the fulfillment to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. Isn't that just wonderful, people? That's, you're a royal priesthood. You're a child of the Most High God. You're a child of the King of Kings. You are passionately loved. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Go out and claim the territory from the enemy. Take back what the enemy took from you. And do not fear, for the Lord is with you. If you are saved, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, God is going to give you the strength to trample on serpents and scorpions. And even if you were to drink poison by accident, or someone were to trick you, he can heal you there. He can allow that so that doesn't hurt you. Okay? We are not to fear in these times. We are to give glory to God. We are to praise his holy name. He is mighty. He is holy. He is the Ancient of Days. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Praise God. Praise God. I was listening to was having a hard time yesterday, and a brother in Christ, he phoned me, and it was such a blessing, you know, such a blessing. I just love talking to men and women of God. It's such a blessing. And it just gave me, it just fired me up again. And then I went on YouTube, and there's this other prophet that I listened to. And man, this guy was just like, he was going out, he was firing up the crowd, man. And then just some of the stuff that the Holy Spirit was doing in that broadcast was incredible. I'm trying to remember what this guy's name is. I can get it for you. So the first one is Unknown Prophet. Prophet Rob Sanchez. So he has, it's live prophecy on Thursdays at 6:45 p.m. PST. Hear a word from God. This guy is completely on fire for Jesus. It's awesome. It's so powerful, man. I really highly recommend that to go listen to his broadcast. It will give you hope, and it will fire you up. It'll get you ready for your day. And I'm just going to do a quick prayer over everybody right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you are seated in high, high places, that you are above all creation. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, that gives us the freedom to live in freedom. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that just fires us up, that it gets electrically charged when we speak in tongues. And we just thank you, Lord, for everything going on right now. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit that's being poured out, for the boldness that you're giving us as lions. you're giving us the boldness like lions, and that you're defeating the enemy before our eyes, that the enemy is afraid of us because we have the Holy Spirit within us. We have the presence of God within us. They hate that. They're afraid of it. But most of all, some of these agents of Satan are going to get saved through this broadcast. And I praise you for that, Lord. They're going to get saved from these prophets. They're going to get saved from the people of Jesus that are going out and proclaiming the gospel to Jesus Christ and on the earth. A lot of these people are going to get saved. Praise God. I'm excited for this. I'm loving on these agents of Satan because they need love. Because all they know is complete control and domination. You know, they think that like, oh, I want riches and fun and I want pleasures now. I'll deal about it later. Trust me, they don't want that. If they knew what God had for them, they would give it all away for Jesus. They would. So I want to pray for any agents of Satan that are in your lives or in my lives that are trying to like, you know, trying to destroy us or defeat us. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have no power here. The Lord Jesus Christ is within us. He protects us. He loves us. And he's given us the ability to love even those that absolutely hate us. And that's what Jesus did. He loved all people. He loved everybody. Even when he was on the cross and getting crucified, he loved on those people. And they witnessed something they'd never seen before. It's just like a creator dying for his creation. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? So powerful. So I just want you to go out, be charged up for Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Go out there and take back the land for Jesus, all right? We are victors in this battle. We are victors in this battle. Amen, amen.